At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A Texas House committee today is expected to take up a bill targeting so-called sanctuary cities. Senate Bill 4 would punish local and state governments that don't cooperate with federal officials to enforce immigration laws. Full Senate approved the measure last month. Supporters say the bill would keep law enforcement agencies consistent in following the same procedures. Republican Senator Don Huffines of Dallas talked last month about SB 4.
We're trying to keep Texas safe. I'm trying to keep Dallas County safe. And if one person isn't detained and they don't honor that detainer, for one person, I don't want anyone that's not detained that's supposed to be detained.
But Dallas State House member and Democrat Rafael Anchia thinks the issue's been blown out of proportion.
99.78% of all ICE detainers were complied with. The governor declares this an emergency.
Opponents also say SB 4 would cause fear in immigrant communities and ultimately discourage cooperation with law enforcement. Anchia told the Texas Tribune Democrats would fight the legislation by highlighting what's known as sanctuary industries, businesses that don't fully vet their employees' immigration status. Meanwhile, the Senate could put its final stamp of approval on the so-called bathroom bill as early as today. The Senate yesterday tentatively approved the measure 21-10. It would bar transgender people from using the restroom of their choice at publicly owned facilities. Final passage of the bill would send it on to the State House, where Speaker Joe Strauss says it's not a top priority. Last month, Baylor Scott & White Health began giving free diabetic shoes to its uninsured low-income patients to help fight and prevent what doctors see as a diabetes crisis in North Texas. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs series, Stephanie Kuo reports shoe distribution is just one part of a program that takes Baylor's own medical surplus and gives it to the needy.
Baylor has 7,700 pairs of diabetic shoes to give away. One pair is going to Rosa Montez.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. We would like for you to try these on.
Okay.
Montez is 57 years old and has been diabetic for about 10 years. She first heard about this shoe distribution here at the Baylor Community Clinic at Worth Street, just north of Fair Park, and she decided she needed a pair.
I've noticed that a lot of people that don't have it have sores and have their feet hurting all the time. They get blisters and they're very hard for them to heal. So maybe these will benefit me not to get so much problems in the future.
Montez is getting help from Shayla Dela Cruz, a community health worker in chronic disease education at the Baylor Clinic. She's wedging thick, foamy insoles into Montez's brand new white leather sneakers.
Try them out, see if that's okay.
Montez takes a few steps, looking at them with a smile.
They're nice.
Do they feel comfortable?
Yes, they do.
While diabetic shoes don't look that different from regular shoes, they're specially designed to accommodate orthotic devices, like Montez's insoles, that reduces the risk of foot sores and ulcers, something that affects about 15% of diabetic patients. The shoes aren't cheap. Most run between $100 and $200. For Montez, who doesn't have insurance and can't work, shoes like these would typically be out of reach.
I would have not known about them. And a lot of the shoes that are diabetic shoes are very expensive. Some of the medicines are too.
Dr. Jeffrey Zohar is the medical director for Baylor Community Care Clinics.
A lot of our patients, if they have to prioritize between food or gas money to get to work or other day-to-day needs, this is going to be lower on their list.
Nearly 500,000 people in Dallas County don't have health insurance. That's one of the highest rates in the state. And Dallas has some of the highest rates of diabetes in the state as well. According to Baylor Scott & White, the Fraser neighborhood, also near Fair Park, is where those numbers are most concentrated. Residents in the surrounding zip codes are three times more likely to die from diabetes than those living elsewhere in Dallas. Zohar says numbers like these pose a challenge to doctors.
Chronic diseases like diabetes, like blood pressure and others, oftentimes will go untreated. And when they do finally present to the hospitals and the ERs or even to clinics, they may have more advanced diseases. So in controlling their diabetes and lowering their blood sugar, and getting them the right equipment, hopefully we can avoid those complications.
The right equipment in this case, diabetic shoes, from Baylor's Faith in Action Initiative. It recently received a large donation. About half of those shoes stayed in the Dallas area, going to social service groups like City Square, other hospitals like Scottish Rite, and to Baylor's clinics. The other half were shipped off to needy communities in Honduras and Israel. Usually, Faith in Action distributes Baylor's own extra medical supplies.
One of those great secrets of life is that hospitals across America unfortunately waste a lot of supplies and equipment.
Don Sewell is the director of Faith in Action. The program takes depreciated or surplus items,
beds and stretchers and exam tables, to gauze and tape,
from Baylor's 48 hospitals and 400 clinics and sends them to underserved areas in Texas and overseas. During the Ebola crisis, Baylor shipped 40-foot containers of supplies to Liberia. Private charities are doing similar work. Project Cure in Denver, the Brothers Brother Foundation in Pittsburgh, even Durable Medical Equipment Exchange in East Dallas. Sewell says there aren't many hospitals themselves who run their own donation program.
We simply try to address unjust situations, whether it's down the street from us here or on the other side of the world. The simple giving of a cup of cold water enlivens people. It provides for them to better engage in their own society. And I would say ultimately redounds into hope for our world.
Here in Dallas, Rosa Montez is just glad to have a new pair of shoes and hopes for a healthier future.
Other shoes that I tried to wear before, they feel different, but these feel pretty good.
Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
In the forecast, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 62. Temperatures drop to around 52 overnight. Tomorrow, patchy drizzle, then mostly cloudy skies and a high near 72. It's 47 degrees now in Dallas, 45 in Fort Worth, 36 in Wichita Falls, and 46 degrees in Tyler.